Under the Covers with Kevin D. and Cindy.
Live on Sapphire Radio. He said.
She said.
Men are from Mars.
Women are from Venus.
Happy wife, happy life.
You finally got it.
Sapphire Radio.
Yes, welcome to Undercovers. I'm Kevin D, coming to you live from the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. And some say she's beautiful, some say she's boring, some say she's not funny. I think she's okay. Welcome to Under the Covers, Cindy.
Hello.
All right, what's going to happen in this show? Cindy's got no idea.
Yes, I was forced to be here, so...
Force is such a harsh word, especially in today's wokeness life. You cannot use the word force. You are here with love because you're supportive.
And a big glass of wine.
Hey, welcome to Sapphire Radio. If you're listening down under, you're in Australia or New Zealand. Hoi vir yourself a lekker dop ons kan nou lekker saam kuier. And if you're waking up in the UK or you are up at work in South Africa, make it an Irish coffee. I'm not going to tell your boss. So, Cindy, tell the people what's going to happen on this show.
I think it's Under the Covers, so there'll be a lot of music playing, but it's all going to be covers, and I think there is a bit of a guessing game for me to see which is the original and which is a cover. We'll be talking about a lot of gossip, and we will be talking about
immigration.
A topic, yes, a topic. Each show's got a new topic, so we'll address the topic and get some input from your listeners, and we'll discuss.
Well, as you can see, Cindy is prepared. Natuurlijk is ek voorbereid. Ons gaan 'n bietjie praat oor immigrasie. People always think it's easy to migrate and leave your country. We're going to talk to people, and hopefully the listeners will join us and talk about that. We're going to have some gossip, and not all the music is going to be covers, but I'm going to play one or two or three covers or songs that were sampled. Because there's a lot of lawsuits going on about artists sampling other people's music. So we're going to do that as well. So welcome to Undercovers. And I'm going to start it on a very, very slow note. Cindy Love, the King. And we know this is probably one of the greatest songs and the greatest reggae cover band taking it further. Welcome to Undercovers.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Sapphire Radio.
Stay.
Well, that didn't help because you played both versions in one go. So, yes, it started off as the original and ended up in the cover.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes, eh? Unexpected, that's what I always say to the people. Under the covers, ja, ons anders bo die komberse mense. Well, ons hoop julle dink so. Anyhow, that is...
They are definitely on top of the covers, I can assure you. But interesting, though, the cover was released on the 1st of January 1993, and why I remember that date is because our special little person was born on the 1st of January, so... That's a interesting little bit of useless information for the listeners.
And originally, Elvis, I think, I don't think it was the first time it was sung. I think Elvis made it a massive hit. And UB40 is being seen as the greatest cover reggae band. Because most of the hits, let's see if Cindy knows. If you don't know us, there's a bit of a generation gap between us. Name me any other songs UB40 covered.
I don't know. Red, Red Wine?
Sung by?
UB40.
You see, and those are the type of songs that we'll play in future programs. Neil Diamond, of course. Name me another cover.
I don't know.
Oh, I've never heard that UB40 song. I don't know. Jy is ingeskakel by Under the Covers and it's tyd vir 'n bietjie Afrikaanse doef doef. Tyd vir 'n bietjie Boet en Saartjie. Hey, Boet gaan in die moeilikheid kom. Luister na die lirieke.
Wat? Boet en Saartjie, die perfekte paartjie. Tot Boet een bykie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Boet en Saartjie, die perfekte paartjie. Tot Boet een bykie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Kom ek vertel van een bra naam Boet, met een lekker paar vellies en een kakie hoed. Fris gebouw met een brandy boep, altyd met een smel gegroet. Hey, Boet het daar op die plaas geblei, daar voor hom een vrou raak gewei. Lekker is hy daar saam gekry, weg van die stadse raserij. Happy vibes geblei so lekker, groot van kanon wat staan by die hekke. Met een paar hoenders en een bloedrooi trekke, trop skape oor die veld verskette. Tot die een dag vat die chat met die pel en die ouwe hom van die stad vertel. Alles was nog goed en wel, tot hy een biekie in die stad vou gel. Hey. En Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Boet en Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. So op een vrijdag is hy reg om te gaan, lekker paar tekke en een nieuwe hemp aan, fancy cologne en sy haare gekam. Boet het gevoel soos een hele ander man. Vir Saartjie gezeg en een bier gaan drink, maar vir Saartjie het een biekie snaaks geklink. Van Boet like braai en sy het gedink, dis net hoe daar wat die kak begin. Met een moerse spoed gerei door die klap, groot woords met sy pijl ingestap, gestaan by die bar, paar shots gevat, gechat saam girls biekie uitgehak. Ontmoet toe daar een Engelse poppie met blonde haar en een kort rooie rokkie. Hy sê vir haar, I really like sy boekie. Sy sleep toe vir Boet na die badkamer hokkie. Boet en Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Boet en Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Vryf een Boet toe daar dik stikke, hy voel al by die boude en trek al by die jippe. Hy sê vir haar, I like the taste of your lippe, die pop het sy hele life laat jitte. Next moment stamp die deur hard oop, Saartjie staan daar met die oog kak groot. Daar sit Boet met die pop op sy skoot. Shit, Boet is in die middel van een stoot. Saartjie gryp toe die pop by haar haare, dik upset en bars een paar haare. Boet fokken stress van is kak vir jare, een moes is sien in die openbare. Shit, sla die fan, Saartjie is die dommie, Boet kom achter ek ouwe, sy is die chommie. Klaps is een plek waar, en die weer kom in die gouwe stad, is hier plek vir homie, ey. Boet en Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Boet en Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Boet en Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie. Boet en Saartjie die perfekte paartjie, tot Boet een biekie party, nou voel hy niks vir Saartjie.
Like a biggie, under the covers.
Well, I guess no one's going to cover this one.
Oi, 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 Boet is alweer in die moeilikheid, hy. Is alles oor hy rooie rok. Boet en Saartjie gaan bykie stad toe en dan sien hy die chickie in die rooie rok en dan is het so, sommer in die toilette, hy. Hey, lekker, lekker, jy is ingeskakeld by Under the Covers, it's Kevin D. And Cindy is my guest, now.
Guest, I thought I'm co-host.
Oh, okay, sorry, co-host. All right, let's do that again. I'm Kevin D and co-host is Cindy.
Thank you.
All right, okay. So what we are going to do is the following. We're going to try and play covers in between, but this show is only on the first Wednesday of every month. So if you hear it any other time during the month, please come and tune into the live show every first Wednesday of the month, Undercovers. All right, anyhow, our topic tonight is migration. Is it easy or not? But before we get to that, we're going to play also music from artists who was born or have their birthday in October. Now, do you know American Pie, Don McLean?
Yes.
Wow, that's a great answer. Yes. Do you know what the song is about?
No.
You don't know?
Oh, I had to Google it. Hang on. Just give me a minute.
Oh, Jesus. It only would be great if some of your co-hosts would be more prepared when you do a show.
No. Can't Google quick enough. Sorry. You're going to have to tell me.
All right. Don McLean wrote it about the plane accident. Holly Buddy was involved. And it was almost the end of a dream. But you know what's the difference between, I say, the difference between 70s and 80s music?
No.
It's a yes, no. We're rolling here, people. It's a yes, no. I think if you look at the 60s and the 80s, the best decades of music. But songs were 3-4 minutes. Pop songs, great. And then in the 70s, allemaal is gerook, allemaal is op drugs. And when they start playing music, they're jamming for 6, 7, 8 minutes. Now, Don McLean was born in October, but I'm not going to play his version because it's undercover. And who covered it?
Madonna.
Madonna made it. And now, you decide which one is the better.
Yeah. Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. We started singing. We started singing. We started singing.
All right. You see what happens when you allow guests in, they keep on talking.
I'm not talking. A guest, I'm a co-host.
Sorry.
I'm allowed to talk.
When you have a co-host in, hey, thank you for King Mortnay saying the music playing double. I forgot to tell the people, if you come to Studio Chat and you type in there and a GIF or a meme comes up, it all automatically plays as well. There's like a music little note, a bar there. If you click on it, you can download the volume, or you can pause it, or just go to the top and pause the play button. All right, hopefully that is sorted out. Now, before we come to immigration, because we are so planned in this show, I say let's talk about immigration, and then Cindy, co-host, says, kom ons praat 'n bietjie gossip.
Oh, yeah. So, anyone that was young in the 90s and watching their soap operas used to watch Days of Our Lives. And last week, poor old John Black, Drake Hodgson, died of pancreatic cancer. Very sad. He was the famous half of the Dr. Marlena couple. Interesting bit of information there, though, is that we all know Friends, and we know Joey Tribbiani, who played Dr. Drake Ramore. It's since come out that it was rumored he based his character on John Black, the one that just passed away. Isn't that fun?
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke, your love life's the away.
Thank you.
now. Cindy.
Oh, hang on, though. You cut me off. I want you to say, rest in peace, John Black.
All right, now let's test your memory there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
One'd wonder who sang that song.
The Rembrandts? Is that how you say them?
Rembrandts, yes.
Rembrandts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Go. So 1 point to Cindy there. All right, our topic for tonight, and I would like to hear from you. You can come to our studio chat and drop us a message there about immigration. Mense dink altyd dit is maklik om te immigreer. Hulle dink jy vat jy goed, jy gaan na 'n beter land en die gras is altyd groener. But it's difficult. It is difficult. I left South Africa 20 years ago. All right? I actually lived a good life. I was teaching, I was coaching Marty's first female team, and I also worked as some community radio. So I did DJing on the side and making a lot of money, cash in hand, of course. But I lived a good life and I had family and friends, and I finally decided to come to Australia. Now, people always ask me, wat is jou rede? Why are you in Australia? And at that stage, I didn't have a reason, because I think most people do it if they have kids or because of opportunities. Cindy, why are you in Australia? Okay, except for the obvious.
I married you.
All right, except for the obvious, looking back, why? Because at some stage, I felt like you and your dad, Snorre Skwinpa, was heavily trying to get me a job in PE. I moved back because Tyler was born in South Africa, and I just had an idea that you guys wanted me to stay.
Yeah, obviously it's easy to stay. The big deciding factor was having Tyler and knowing we had a little person's future to look out for. So he's really the big reason. But having said that, I don't regret it, and I do really love the life we have here in Australia. So all in all, a good experience for us.
How do you think Australia compares to South Africa?
Visually pretty much the same. It just take the crime.
Whoa. Let me fuck a tafelbergie, so never use that word again.
Oh, you know what I mean. Blue skies, green grass, that sort of thing. The climate's the same, which is easy for us. They're a big drinking culture, which is easy for me.
Yes. All right. What do you find difficult? Because I say to people, it was the most difficult decision of my life. I've actually have a phobia when I go to airports now, and I know my brother, his wife and daughter is coming over December. I already said to my mom and Dougie, and I said to you, I will go and pick them up because I love people arriving. But I already told Doug and my mom, you guys are dropping them off at the airport. I think it was the most difficult thing, and it becomes more and more difficult.
Kevin, it was harder for you saying goodbye to my own parents than it was for me. So, yes, we know you don't do well in that section.
No. What? Let's stop there.
I was not crying. You were so crying. Oh, my goodness. Seriously?
I was like a fat fucking duck, want your pa had my elke dag laat drink. My oog hare. What do you call it? No. My eyebrow. Not eyebrows. My eye caps. What do you call those things?
Eyelids.
Seriously? My eyelids were so fat, it was squeezing. I was almost Chinese. That's why it looked like tears coming
Kevin,
out.
Kevin, you were crying.
No, I was just like, thank.
Anyway, the hardest thing for me, obviously, is leaving family behind. That's always the most difficult.
And I think people don't get that. And it's interesting, we always think about how tough it is for us, but also for the people we leave behind. Now, you currently, your parents are in a situation because you are down under. And your sister is in bloody Pommyland.
That's it. And my brother's in South Africa. So they're having a great Tri-Nations at the moment, visiting all their kids.
And you know why your brother hasn't moved?
He has no kids.
No. Because bloody booze are so cheap in South Africa.
And that's you.
All right. We're going to have some input from some of our listeners. We're going to have Steph from Melbourne, and we're going to find out what he says. And also, I have Sasha from bloody Colombia coming up. Tijd om so 'n bietjie kommentaar te raak.
Hey, luister aan Kevin D.
Lemon yoga deg hier bikkie vet ek sê voel het ek sê bring het wat sê daar onder jou bonnet pak kom by my party maak jy boot hoop hy gooi het doof doof met hy subwoof rekt al om maak om laat hy los groef spin om in jou koop om klim en wil jy saam kom kan dit mos nie help nie buis een bikkie bikkie
Shout out to Leoni May, who we actually met last year. What a beautiful person. She was lovely.
All right. And Steph says, op ons studio chat, dat vat a man om te hail.
Oh, he chunked, Steph. Chunked. Not hail, he chunked. And thanks, Jenny. I saw your meme on there saying just one glass. A bottle's also the glass, so... Thank you.
And Jenny, I guess what she's saying is you're going to find out in December.
Ach, ja, lekker.
As tyd vir so 'n bietjie musiek en dan gaan ons luister hoe voel Stef oor immigrasie.
Safa Radio, the biggest variety of music. Time for the two brothers from Scotland, the Proclaimers.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness. From misery to happiness to be. I'm on my way to what I want from this world. And years from now, you'll make you to the next world. And everything that you receive up yonder is what you give to me the day I wonder. I took a right, turning yesterday. The bus, the streets that I could walk down. I walk the streets that
from misery to happiness to me. I'm on my way to what I want from this world. A year from now, you'll make it to the next world. And everything that you receive up yonder is what you give. So neither me, I wonder. I'm on my way to what I want from this world. A year from now, you'll make it to the next world. And everything that you receive up yonder. I wonder. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Is ingeskakel by Under the Covers.
Nee,
with Kevin D.
Vir julle 24 uur 'n dag hier op Saffa Radio.
And Cindy, and it's awesome, it's awesome. We have people in Fiji listening tonight. The beautiful Fiji. Still, that's on my bucket list. Love Fijian people, eh? As that's always everybody's second sevens team. We're going to pay the rent, and then we're going to listen to Steph in Melbourne. His story about immigration.
Attention, event and hire companies. Elevate your event with Rustic Living Plus, your go-to for stylish, high-quality rustic tables made right here in Australia.
Say goodbye to ugly trestle tables and endless tablecloth washing. Our locally manufactured rustic folding tables are perfect for weddings, corporate events, and all stylish occasions.
With Rustic Living Plus, setup and pack away are a breeze. Plus, we offer free delivery to most areas in Australia.
From boho pop-up picnic tables to cafe tables and timber folding benches, we have the perfect table for every event.
Don't settle for less. Choose the charm and elegance of Rustic Living Plus. Visit www.rusticlivingplus.com.au today.
Advertise on Saffa Radio, cheap as chips. Contact us on info@saffaradio.au or visit us on our website, saffaradio.au.
Hi, my name is Steph. Ek is nou al 8 jaar hier in Australië. Ek was vir 10 jaar voor dit in Engeland en was oorspronklik van Kaapstad. 2016 Australië toe gekom. Beter lewe, beter geleenthede en kultuur baie dieselfde as Suid-Afrika. Hou baie na meer af van as Engeland. En ja, baie mal oor die lewe hierso. Life is great. No regrets.
Ja, nee. Hey, you pluk some.
Ish. Liefie, bring vir my die chops en wors.
Okay, Scotty, you want it now, just now, or now.
Saffa Radio, bringing home to you.
T-shirt in my hood, in my hood, in my Aviana plakjes. Voel ek goed, voel ek goed. Dit wat baie om my kop zwaai, my hart draai, en dit maak jou klein biekie kwaai. Doe wat jy wil, een ring opzit. Ek sien gereed vir dit. Jy vraag my wat is dit. Hier kom het, wacht vir dit. Ek hou van jou mama, ek hou van jou pa, ek hou van jou sissie, jou goed is my bra. Jy is baie ouder, maar ek het te lezen. Ek gooi die trippels en like het om single te wees. In jou jeans, in jou jeans. Denk ek baie kere, ek wil jou weer sien, jou weer sien. Maar daar's baie visse in die see. Wil nog bietjie meer, wil nog nie my visstokke opgee nie. Jy wil een ring opzit, ek sien gereed vir dit. Jy vraag my wat is dit, hier kom ek wacht vir dit. Ek hou van jou mama, ek hou van jou pa, ek hou van jou sissie, jou goed is my bra. Jy is baie ouder, maar ek het te lees. Ek gooi die trippels seem like it don't seem all the best. Ek sien bykie dubbel, maar lyk het om single te wees. Ek gooi my dubbels, ek sien bykie dubbel, lyk het om single te wees. Jy wil een ring opzet, ek sien gereed vir dit. Jy vraag my wat is dit, hier kom het wacht vir dit. Ek hou van jou mama, ek hou van jou pa, ek hou van jou sissie, jou boet is my bra. Jy is my oude, maar ek het die liefste. Ek gooi die druppels en laik het om single te wees.
You're tuned into Under the Covers with Cindy and Kevin D, my guest for tonight. Thanks to Evan Rue, he's someone else we met recently, and you know, he's also a really, really cool dude. So it's nice to see he's making some good music and Kevin can play it on his show, which is awesome.
Underrated Afrikaans artist, I think. He was a big surprise at that concert we went to.
Great surprise, yeah.
Jy's ingeskakel by Sapphire Radio. Now, I just looked, we've got listeners obviously in Queensland, we've got listeners in New Zealand, we've got listeners in Fiji and in Perfontein, yo lekker ding. We've got listeners in South Africa and the UK and Europe. Thank you for every single person that are tuning in. Don't forget to do us a favor, share the link and say to your mates, hey, pull in, it gaat lekker hier op Sapphire Radio. I have somebody from Colombia who migrated, telling his story. His name is Sasha.
Hola, how's it? Goedemorgen, hello. My name's Sasha Nortia from Ladysmith, Northern KwaZulu-Natal. Immigrated and left on my own to New York City when I was 18 in 2002. Then moved on to London, which I used as the base. I then lived in other places like Ibiza for 1 year, Barcelona for a year, a Greek island called Kos for a year. And then I lived in Brazil for a year. And in 2019, I decided that the London weather was too cuck and it was time to find a better work-life balance. And I decided on Colombia, dived in headfirst, never been there before. And now married to a Colombian and settled in Medellin, Colombia. Being in Colombia and being in Medellin, there's less than 50 South Africans in the country total. It's very much the final frontier on international travel, on international influence. And there was no Biltong and there was no Boulevards. And so I decided to start it. So myself and then my wife is helping. We are introducing Biltong, Boulevards in South African course into the market. Very, very difficult. We are 40, 50 years behind other places where South Africans have immigrated, but we are trying, we are starting, and you're welcome to check us out. We are Don Biltong Gourmet. Check us out, follow us on Instagram. We certainly need the help and the support, and watch South African flavor grow in Colombia. Awe. You're always going to miss everything from home. Hey, home is always going to be home. But I've never wanted to kind of look back and think, ach, no, I need to go back. I go back for my holidays and my visits probably every 4 to 5 years. But I actually got stranded in South Africa through COVID. COVID was an absolute blessing. I got to spend 13 months in my country when I'd only spend about 1 month per every 4 to 5 years for the past 20 years. So it was a huge blessing in disguise. I was very, very lucky. It was in my transition between moving from London to Colombia. I got trapped in SA, and SA is such a beautiful country, and it's always going to stay in your heart. And I think it's always great to be positive about home, because home is where the heart is, and then wherever you are in this world, you have to represent.
All right. How great is it to have Sasha from Colombia? He started his own burros in Biltong shop in Colombia. And when I spoke to him, I said, mate, I know Colombia is famous for three things. Beautiful girls. You always hear in Miss Universe, Miss Colombia. And the two C's, cocaine.
And coffee, yes. Yeah, I'd know that, yeah.
Yes, cocaine and coffee. How beautiful. You know what I liked about that, that little snippet? The passion he still has for South Africa.
Yeah, it's a passion you share, so that's good.
All right, jy's ingeskakel by Under the Covers en 'n goeie middag aan Willie in Purfontein. Ek is bly jy is ingeskakel. It's going to be soon where I'm going to test Cindy. If the next, not the next song, die volgende is Afrikaans, die een na. If it's a cover, if it's a sample or a original.
Ek vry na nooit, 'n wonderlike nooit, sy woon daar in ons straat. Sy het 'n fout, een groot, groot fout, sy wou graag een Engels praat. En wanneer ek kom vry, dan sê sy vir my, Jan, please kom, sit by my. Put jou arms om my nek, en soen my op my bek, dan is hy sommer blij. Dan sê sy, Jan, asseblief, toch squeeze my. Ach, Jan, asseblief, toch please my. Geef mij een druk, laat ik hukken soos een nuk. Jan, asseblief toch, please my. Ja, la 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 la. Ja, la 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 la. Geef mij een druk, laat ik hukken soos een nuk. Jan, asseblief toch, squeeze my. Zij zei, I love you, Jan. Jij is a lucky man. You make me feel so nice. Soon my gauw, and don't let me go, and squeeze me two times twice. I use a lucky dung, and it's net na my sin, and you give me such an awful vrouw. Staan jou man, and ek weet jy kan, because you work with a wall. And say, say, Jan, asseblief, toch squeeze my. Jan, asseblief, toch please my. Geef my a druk, laat ek hukken soos nuk. Jan, asseblief, toch please my. Ja, la, 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 la. La, 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 la. Geef mij een druk, laat ik hukken soos een nuk. Jan, asseblief toch, squeeze mij. Ja, la, 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 la. Ja, la, 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 la. Geef mij een druk, laat ik hukken soos een nuk. Jan, asseblief toch, squeeze mij.
Friday then.
Dank Vader, dis Vrydag. Thank goodness it's Friday. Join me, Kevin D, live from the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. Every Friday, it's a roller coaster radio show, sonder seatbelts, no wokeness. I call a spade, and sometimes a shovel, and help you dig that hole. I hand out a nutpoepa and cook sisters and praat sport, aswerk, die grootste verskynenheid, musiek. Dank Vader. This Friday,
6 p.m.
Australian Eastern Standard Time,
12 p.m.
Dubai, South Africa,
10 a.m.
All right, you tuned in to Under the Covers with Kevin D.
And me, Cindy.
Cindy, all right. Okay, Under the Covers, we play some one or two covers over the length of the show. Now, oh, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought there'd be more covers, but hey, I was deceived.
Didn't you also itch with a capital B about about gossip?
I also thought there'd be more gossip, yeah, but hey.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, may that be a lesson for you to actually sit down and plan a show. Don't come in here with your third glass of bubbles and then go, I want to talk more, hey?
I didn't say that. It's all about Kevin D.
All right. Here's the test. Okay, so we're either going to play a cover or original.
Yeah, okay,
or a song that was sampled. Now tell me, Robbie Williams actually on the 2nd of October in early or late 90s signed a £80 million contract with his record company to release a song. Now, one of his songs, Rock DJ, cover, original or sample?
I don't know. Original.
Original.
Yeah, I'd say.
All right. Have you ever heard of Barry White?
Yeah.
Remember he sued Pharrell Williams and what's his name? Blurred Lines?
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, Jesus. She is so prepared. So prepared. Oh, come on. Google. There's no time
what,
to Google.
Are you relying on me to help you out here?
Google. Remember, let's get it on.
Yes.
Yes, they sued him. Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, another species used another sample of Barry White. Have a listen.
When we met, right ahead.
Do you get it? Do you get the sample?
Show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got,
fun.
You got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. Music for your masses. Give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic,
right.
You got no love and you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
Rock DJ and co-host Cindy said she could not hear the sampling of the Barry White song. So I still use CDs. I'm still very old school. Now that CD is a bit gehaak and it did niks to do with all the glass of bubbles that Cindy al in het.
That's far away from you.
Okay, I just want to say, let's get it right. Let's just play the first four notes of this song before we say goodbye. Here is Barry White, and the song that was sampled was Is Ecstasy When You Lay Down Neat to Me.
Can you read that?
Okay. I struggled there, but let's just do it. Okay, I'm going to do it. Here's the Barry White song that Robbie sampled.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hear it now. Yep.
I don't want to rock.
When we met.
Yeah.
DJ.
When
we met, okay, second time was better.
All right.
What you had in store.
All right. So there, this is why it's called Under the Covers. We look at covers and samples. Before we say goodbye, thank you to every single person tuning in. And this is what we're going to do. We were on a boat and they had like little noot for noot type of thing. And the, all right, what do you want to say? For
I'm just saying you to advertise on this wonderful station, saffaradio.au, which I helped you create. Please send through your interest. If there's anyone with a small business, big business, any business that would like to advertise, please let us know. You can send everything through to info@safaradio.au.
All right, okay. Thank you for that little interruption. As you can see, the show is perfectly planned. All right, here is Nerd for Nerd. What I wanted to say, we were on a boat cruise and there was a competition, not a competition, a little play along thing. They play a song or a little bit like 30 seconds of a song and people had to guess. I'm going to play out with a song. Let's test if co-host Cindy knows this one. You have a lucky day. Catch us every first Wednesday of the month for Under the Covers. All right, Cindy, this is up to you. Who is this? All right, I can only let it play five times, then we're running out of time.
Can you play something more current to my age?
Now it's the age card. Any idea?
Probably, but not right now.
Have a lack-a-day, Dr. Hook.
Night falls on the city. Baby feels the beat. Slick and sexy angel off the street. Queen of all the neighbors. Watch her when she walks. She don't say nothing, but my baby
Under the Covers with Kevin D and Cindy.
Live on Safa Radio. He said.
She said.
Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Happy wife, happy life.
You finally got it.
Safa Radio.
Yes, join me, Kevin D, and my guest, Cindy.
Your co-host, who is boring and unprepared.
Why would you say it about yourself? But join my co-host, Cindy, and I, first Wednesday of every month for...
Under the Covers with my painful husband.